This recording, Baha 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive and either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born and raised in Ensenada, Baja California Norte, Mexico. I was born in 1986, December 18, and I went to an all-girls school, Catholic school, since little until elementary school. And I was taught English there, but it was only close the door, the dog is blue, there's a green tree. And I didn't really learn the correct grammar English until I moved to the U.S. 1998, I came from Mexico to California, Los Angeles. And I did 2 years, 7th and 8th grade of ESL education, English as a second language, where they taught us grammar and songs and mostly pronunciation. I still have an accent, but that's fine. In those 2 years, I learned English. And the other way I learned English was by watching TV, the cartoons, and Sister Sister, the Wayans Brothers, Will Smith, Prince of the Hood. Yeah, those are good. Sabrina, all comedy shows. I love dancing. I think everybody knows that. I love salsa, ballroom. And that's Las Vegas taught me the salsa and the flavor of that Latin fire that mostly moves me inside me. And I like all kinds of dancing. I like to go clubbing, and I invite my friends, and I encourage people to have music in parties, because that's one of the things here in the U.S. where there's a party, you know, the people are cool and everything, and